Page 45. Letter to the editor, Ken Stewart. Editor's note. Ken, longtime member of ACB's Publications Board and loyal member of the CCB and reader of the BC, presents an interesting letter, especially in light of the comments made by Judge David M. Zamowski at our fall convention concerning how he, too, as a blind judge, deals with judgments about witnesses. I was momentarily disappointed as I read Attorney Charles Navarette stating, "I was no longer able to select jury members effectively because of my vision loss," in his Fall Blind Californian article, My Journey to Blindness. Page 46. Then as I read on, he described how he was later particularly skilled at judging the credibility of trial witness testimony from non-visual clues like nervous voice quality. I was reminded of a conversation many years ago with Dick Casey, who was the first blind judge to be appointed to the federal bench. As I have written about elsewhere, I shared with Dick an experience I had when presiding as a hearing officer for the New York State Department of Education. At the start of the second day of a hearing, the attorney for one of the parties asked me to recuse myself since I was unable to determine the credibility of witnesses due to my blindness. I declined to recuse myself, and later, mulling over that situation, I concluded that I was probably better at estimating truthfulness depending on non-visual clues like voice quality, as Mr. Navarette stated too, but also by picking up subtleties like the shuffling sounds of nervous feet under the table. Dick was reminded of his pre-appointment interview by a group of sitting judges who would become his colleagues in the federal court. One of the interviewers asked him how his blindness would hinder his effectiveness on the bench. Dick answered confidently that it would be an advantage in some ways, such as immunizing him from being influenced or distracted by irrelevancies, such as how well-dressed was a witness or their racial identity. Another judge in the interviewing group exploded with delighted recognition of Dick's point. He proceeded to recount a trial experience of his own. Lengthy testimony was presented by a particularly gorgeous woman. When she had finished, the judge could not recall anything she said.